Yaakov Avinu has a life filled with difficulty, fraught with challenge and setbacks and suffering. And one of his many travails is his brother trying to kill him and him fleeing from his brother. And finally, after a reprieve of 22 years, he's just wants to come home. And he's saddened and scared to discover that his brother's coming to kill him. And he turns to God, and these are his words: "Katonti mikol hachasadim." God, I'm humbled by the vast volume of kindnesses that you practice and show me. You've paid me so many kindnesses, so many kindnesses. Now, Yaakov, one can argue, maybe King David. It's a pathetic argument, but one of them, fair to say, has the longest list of difficulties and challenges and tzaras, as we call them. He has so many tzaras, and the way he approaches God, the way he speaks, the way he talks is with the simplicity of yes, Kanta, you've practiced so much kindness with me. Moreover, you continue to read the parsha. Yaakov Avinu turns to his family, and he says, "We're going into Israel. We're going back to, we're going into the land, and we're going to go serve God." Quote, "Ha'une osi biyom tzarasi." This is what Yaakov teaches his people: a God who is so kind to me, who answers all my prayers whenever I have difficulties. God is there for me. Famously, Yaakov says later, "Hamalach ha-goel osi mikol ra." He's been saved and protected from all negativity. Stop and consider how Yaakov sees the world. A man who suffered so much, so long, such a long list of his difficulties with his children and his daughter and his kidnapped son and this list does not end. And this is how Yaakov speaks. What are we learning? What do we see? My saintly and great father has an interpretation of a beautiful interpretation of a verse at the end of the Torah in Parshas Ki Sefo. Hashem says, the message from Hashem is, and Moshe is speaking, that the Jewish people, God forbid, should receive the tochacha, God forbid. The tochacha means the rebuke and the threats and even curses. If they live a life of sin. And what is the, towards the end, there's a summary of this of everything they've done, and all the wrong they've done, and why all the these possible punishments would come upon them. And that's because tachas asher lo avadata es Hashem alokecha b'simcha uvetuv leivav merov kol. Since you did not serve God joyfully merov kol, that's why you deserve all these punishments. What does that mean, merov kol? Simple interpretation. With a lot of good. But in the Talmud, the word rov means majority. Majority, not a lot, but a majority. Said my father so beautifully that the mussar, the rebuke to the Jewish people is, listen, you want to tell me that you have difficulties, you have challenges, you have a problem? That's part of life. Everyone. Show me someone who doesn't have problems. Show me someone who doesn't have difficulties. Show me someone who doesn't have challenges. Show me anyone who doesn't have difficult and dark moments in their life. There is no such person. But the measuring rod that one can take on whether his life is worth complaining about or not, whether his life is, good or not, is what is the majority? What is the majority? Take a look. Audit your life. The majority of the, you have most things good? That's good enough. Serve God with joy. Don't complain. If you stop and zoom in on the difficulties and the parts of your life that are challenging and the things that are deficient and missing, it'll never end. It'll never end. Tachas asher lo avad Hashem alekecha b'simcha v'tuv lev v'meirov kol. Do you have most things? You have a heart? Good. It works. Good for you. You have eyes? They work. Good. You have legs? Great. You can breathe. You have lungs. Wonderful. You can eat. You have food. You have clothes. That's what Yaakov says. In last week's parsha, God, I have clothes to wear. I have clothes to wear and food to eat. That's it. That'll make me the happiest man. That's all he wants: clothes to eat, clothes to wear, and food to eat. That's what he asked for. That's what's you have. If you have, we have most things. You have, we have family, we have parents, we have money, we have children, we have spouses. That's it. Everything else is just a minority. Don't waste your time or your tears on a minority. This is how Yaakov speaks. What a tremendously inspiring lesson. Tremendous. I knew a man who somehow survived the fires of the Holocaust. A man whose wife and children were murdered in the Holocaust, and he tried to rebuild his life. He remarried someone else, and he was a simple man. He never had any money. He never could make a living. He barely had any money. I remember he passed away. He had two bags, all his possessions in this world fit into two bags, and he had a child. And that child had more than 10 children and built a beautiful, incredibly special Jewish family. And this old Jew once said, he turned to someone I know. He said, I had such a good life. He's an old man. What can I complain about? I had such a good life. Amazing statement. If we can see the fact that we have what we have and we can appreciate what we have, we can rejoice and say, wow, God is so kind to me. If I dare say, on my second album, I have a song called Ma'ashiv, in which I put some English words interspersed in the song. And it's a song about thanks. And there's a section in which I express this thought, that sometimes I forget to tell you that even though things are sometimes difficult, wow, thanks for what I have. Thanks for what I do have. Right? Thanks for the joys in my life. Thanks for the pleasure in my life. May we merit to be able to enjoy and appreciate what we have. Shabbat Shalom.